The Temptations are in the house.
Ah, fantastic music.
Right? And they're great.
Yes.
Well, you can see the Temptations review this next week, May the 26th. We have in the studio, we have Brandy and we have Kenya and Brandy Jones Irvin. And Kenya, I am so sorry. We were too busy hugging and saying hi to each other. I didn't get your last name.
My last name is Nelson.
Nelson. All right. So let's talk about this event. It's called the Nate Evans Temptations Review.
Yes,
it is on May the 26th. So, Brandy, why don't you give us some of the details?
Yes. On Saturday, May the 26th, over at Emmett Scott Recreation Center, McGirt Auditorium, we have Nate Evans Temptations Review featuring Mr. Nate Evans, a tribute to David Ruffin, Dennis Edwards, as well as Andy Kendricks, which is the group that Mr. Nate Evans performed with. They are willing to come here in support of legal blindness and invisible illness, give a great concert. They'll be along with the Chocolate Buttermilk Band, as well as the Key Lime Experience Band. And we do have some local artists that's going to be performing, but we're just looking for a great time. Doors open at 3 p.m., showtime at 4, followed by a private gala over at the VFW Post 2889. And that's going to be from 8 to midnight. The Temptations are going to come and mix and mingle and have dinner, take pictures, have a good time. And they will be entertained at by the Key Lime Experience there. And tickets for that, for the gala, are $100. For $100, you can go to the concert and the gala.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all have thought of everything. What
and
an experience.
For them.
And you're cooking.
You, oh. Well, now.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, so no pressure there, Kenya, right?
None at
oh,
all.
Oh, my gosh.
I love to cook, that, so it's okay.
Well, Kenya.
What are you cooking?
Oh, well, from my understanding, Mr. Nate Evans loves chicken. So he's getting some chicken.
Give that man some chicken. That's right.
Well, Brandy and Kenya are best friends, soul sisters, because they say they complete each other, which we love friendship
yes,
so much.
Yes.
But you're also, Kenya, Brandy's eyes.
Yes,
and
I
elaborate
am.
More about this, because this benefit, this concert yes. is a benefit.
Right. Yes, it is.
All right. So well, I'll let you first explain the relationship, Kenya, and then Brandy, I'll let you, you can elaborate.
Well, basically, like I told you all earlier, I am what we consider soul sisters, and basically I am her eyes. She had a particular surgery that went on and she began to lose her vision. So ever since she's lost her vision, she needs help in everywhere she go and everything that she does, and I am she that doesn't mind doing that. Wherever she needs to go, I take her. I make sure she doesn't trip. I make sure she don't fall. I make sure people don't come up on her that she doesn't see. I am her protection. And so being as close as we are as far as in our friendships, is no better person to have by her side than me.
Because oh, no kidding.
She knows she can trust me. She knows I got her no matter what. And that's just the way we flow. We just mesh good together.
So, I love these two. I love them.
I know. We're going to step out for a little
right.
bit. You just guys take over the show. So tell me this, though. When did you guys meet? Did you grow up together?
We no. knew each other from way back. Yes. But I was actually married to her uncle. Yes. So she was my niece first. But after, and then I ended up doing her wedding. This was yes. when I had my eyes. I was an event planner. And entertainer as well. So we did the full wedding, had my band, which is the Hill City Party Band
yes.
from here in Rock Hill. And the next thing you know, it was like, hey, we meshed. I went through my divorce, but this one was right by my side. And
no matter what.
As I lost my vision, every doctor's appointment, everything, she was right there to help me. Because people just look at me and they don't believe.
They think she can still
because
well,
of
you
the way
don't
I look.
Present yourself
right.
as
right.
someone visually impaired.
Yeah. Right,
you're
right.
supposed to.
Right.
Yeah. No.
We don't let our illnesses define who we are.
Well
we
said.
We take
right.
our illnesses and we push through.
Right.
It's
right.
not her being who she is. It's not in her nature to have down and depressed on her.
Right.
And we're not going to let this situation do that to her either.
Right.
So we lift one another up. I keep a spirit because I'm goofy, y'all.
You fit right in around here then, my friend.
We like to have fun. So we basically lean on one another and keep one another going. So
right.
we're soul sisters.
Well, exactly. And you are also reaching out to those that need help financially.
Yeah, definitely.
And this concert is all about placing that need
right
first.
Right this is just the beginner. You know, I had to do something to get it going. Just talking about it and it wasn't moving, but I have a lineup of legendary artists that have been contacting me, and they are just ready to come. But
they
I lost everything when I lost my vision. I mean, all the way down to I was sleeping in my car. So what I did is after getting me and my daughter reestablished and everything, I took the rest of my disability and I invested in this concert. I said, I'm going to get this word out. I'm going to get this awareness out, because once I get it out, I can help somebody else to be able to see. These glasses, they work 100%, but I still have an issue. I have neuropathy in my hands and feet, in which I cannot even hold my cell phone.
And
I
have
to drop it in here.
Illness.
You know, I have to drop it in my hand. So I can't walk around with a $10,000 pair of glasses in my hand, but I can sit at home and use my glasses and use both hands to maneuver. But that's a part of the invisible illness
as well.
Yeah, and see, when I go out, I was born and raised in Rock Hill. You know, so the streets, unless, like, the new streets, I don't know. But I can tell anybody, you know, where to go to, what's what used to be there that's not there anymore. I was born and raised here, and you know, just know my city very well when it comes down to getting around. So I just maneuver.
She lives off of her memory.
Yeah.
Again, that's a blessing. And I see so much joy in your heart when a lot of people would be very bitter and anger.
I was in the beginning. I was scared. I was scared. I was like, oh, God, you're telling me the doctors are saying there's no treatment that's going to help. They can't tell me how long I'll have what I do have. It could go black any minute. I struggled. I cried. I laid around. But as I laid around, I prayed. And the more I prayed, I was like, okay. And then I had this warrior right here praying with me.
Get up out
and
of
I'm like, we got to do something, you know. And God said he blessed me with multiple gifts.
Exactly.
You sing. You have all of these connections. Now put it together. And I began to get on the phone and call the different acts that I've opened for. I've opened for Tamla Mann and Chandra Corelli and Calvin Richardson's, and we even did like a fundraising concert over at the VFW for a cancer patient, where it's like 13 bands. So I started to reaching out, and the VFW, they was like, well, you know what, if you want to host some events here, we'll be more than happy to work with you. And my dad is a veteran. He's losing his mind, and he's not even memorizing things. And she said, you know what? This is going to work out great.
You two need to run for a political office. I would vote for you
now.
You are unstoppable.
We can do it. Yes.
What an impressive life when you have been dealt a bad hand. And we can do our part to support you and raise awareness by going to this concert Saturday, May the 26th. Nate Evans, Temptations Review, a tribute to David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and Dennis Edwards. It's at the McGuirt Auditorium at Crawford Road at the Emmett Scott Center. The concert doors open at 3. The showtime's at 4. And for $100, you get the concert and the VIP, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And Kenya's chicken.
Yes, chicken.
Which is probably worth the whole $100 by itself.
It's worth it. I must say that during this process, I was able to get my business started and everything. As DVR Enterprise. DVR Enterprise stands for Dreams, Visions, Realities Enterprise, because it's so complex. And my sister here, while we were going along, she had a barbecue sauce that they made about 8 years ago. Her husband created it. And so now, between DVR and her traveling with me, everywhere we go, we're promoting, because it's absolutely barbecue sauce.
That's the name of it,
y'all. That's the name. And it is absolutely that good.
You are great.
It's a party in the mouth.
Go on Shark Tank. I don't know why they haven't reached out to YouTube ahead of time.
This is fantastic.
I love it. All right. Well,
and we know where to get tickets?
Yes.
Tickets are also available on Eventbrite.com. We have tickets at Auto Pros, a car dealership on North Anderson Road. We have Platinum Cuts Barbershop on Saluda Street, and as well at the VFW Post on West Main Street, 732 West Main Street.
Fantastic. Brandy Jones Irvin, as well as Kenya Nelson, ladies, Soul Sisters, thank you so much for this jolt of energy this morning. We are extremely happy to support you, and good luck.